The Rebrand Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Rebrand Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. This podcast tells the stories of world-changing marketing campaigns as told by the people who build them. Ready to hear untold stories behind the brands you love? Then sit back, relax, and get ready for the rebrand. Here's the host of the Rebrand Podcast, the CEO of the Harkey Group, Scott Harkey.
All right. Welcome to Rebrand Podcast, where, as you know, we tell untold stories of world-changing brand campaigns as told by the marketers who built them. I'm your host and founder of the Harkey Group, Scott Harkey. Joining us is Leanne Grant, who is the Chief Growth Officer at Babylist, which is a leading vertical marketplace and commerce destination for baby-related products, driving profitable growth, revenue through community growth, partnerships, and the development of new products. Babylist is now driving purchases for over 9 million people each year. I know I've gone through the baby process because I've got a 9 and 11-year-old. I have a lot of friends that have gone through this, so I am super excited to have our guest on today. Yesterday, Leanne and I talked about driving brand awareness with customized partner content. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of brand marketing in baby products. Here's my conversation with Leanne Grant, Chief Growth Officer at Babylist. Welcome back. We're going to dive right into it. I'm getting better at not burying the leads. You spent time coming up with some great topics. Let's talk about the importance of marketing in baby products. I have to imagine you probably know the number, you know, hundreds of thousands of different choices in baby products and a lot of different places to go get them, whether it's your traditional retailers, you know, Target, Costco, and so on, but also places like Babylist.com. Talk to us about the importance and maybe some examples of who's doing it well. You mentioned some big names before. You know, Kardashians are in the mix. People like Sarah or Jessica Alba have been in, you know, like The Honest Company. I think there's a company in Phoenix called Diaper that I've seen doing some pretty cool things. So yeah, I'd love to hear about the space and who's doing it well and the importance of it.
I would say, like, let's start with the consumer. Say you're in your early 30s, you find out you're pregnant, you're so excited, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I need all this stuff. And you probably text your best friend, your cousin, your older sister, or you remember any brand you've heard about. And for Babylist, about 70% of people come to Babylist organically because they've already given a gift. And that's because their friend had a baby shower a year ago. And they're like, oh, I know one brand in babies.
Genius. You're getting them early. This is just true cradle to grave strategy. Okay, yeah. I like it.
I was talking to a VC investor recently, and she said, I invest in marketplace companies and we talk about viral loops and network effects a lot. I am in the network effects of Babylist. I have invited to 3 different baby showers this year and they are all using Babylist. And so that is, like, for a lot of people, kind of the first, we have to have that experience be great. We have to make it seamless. And it gives you that kind of social stamp of approval because you're like, okay, well, if my 3 friends used it, I should use it. So that's how a lot of people come in. So they create their registry, and then there's about 100 different product decisions you have to make when building your registry. I sometimes joke, and I shouldn't do this, that the only things you actually need for baby are love, diapers, and a car seat. But if you want to ask for more stuff, then there's a ton of discovery to go on. You've never heard of these products. You don't know what a glider is versus a rocker. You don't want to know what a layette is. What's a wireless pump? What kind of postpartum? There's all this stuff you've never... Everybody knows what a stroller is, but a lot of other things, it's like, whoa, what is this? Snot sucker, all that stuff. You're like, what is this? So people spend about 40 hours on Babylist, reading our content, watching our videos, trying to figure out, what do I need? And then things like safety are so important, or environmental impact, like all of these things, it's so elevated because it's your baby. So you're like, I have to, this is not your wedding registry. You're like, I have to get this right. This is a human. And so there's a ton of research. Trust matters so much. So a lot of people trust Babylist. We write reviews. We give them guidance. And that's how we help. As you mentioned, there's, you know, hundreds of brands in baby. We help those brands that these people would have never needed to hear about before. Like, they've heard of Huggies and Pampers. But everything else, like Stoka, or Up a Baby, they might not have heard of. And so they trust us. We give them all the information and then they make the product decisions. And so I think in baby, because it's trust, because it's high stakes, you care so much about it because of safety and everything, that like brand probably matters more than in any other category.
Yeah. I mean, someone's life on the line, that especially probably your first life human that you're in charge of, which it has to be such a scary moment. I think in a lot of ways, marketing's about moments. And as we have different moments in time for purchase decisions, there's certainly triggers for that. And finding ways to build the trust barometer earlier in the funnel is such a genius idea. And then to be able to reinforce that over and over with other things such as reviews and data and insights, I can see why it's extremely successful. How are people maybe getting it wrong? And even maybe some examples of that. I mean, of course, I grew up with the Huggies commercials and the things that you saw on the Gerber baby and, you know, some of those more like 90s traditional big brand TV spot style campaigns. I'm sure now influencers and tier one celebrities are such a big piece of brands because of the trust that they command. Anything else? And maybe examples of people maybe that are missing the boat, and maybe not by brand, but maybe even just by function, or maybe it's a mischaracterization of the audience or the journey. Any insights there, I think, would be cool.
Yeah. One thing I see a lot, especially with legacy brands, is they kind of market like they're marketing to a baby. So they, like, the colors they use, the graphics they use are just unattractive to people in their 20s and 30s. So we try to make everything kind of like fresh and bright and more like a direct-to-consumer brand that's selling to a woman in her 30s, not, you know, all the, we don't use, a lot of baby brands use pastels. You're not selling to a baby, you're selling to a person in their 30s. The other thing I see, and I don't want to discourage anyone by this, but I actually see a lot of people who are parents think, oh, I did this, I'm going to launch a baby company. And they have this like deep bias of their own experience. And so they create a product that would have worked for them. But baby is a really hard category because getting these consumers is very hard. You have 3 months basically to get somebody to find out about you. And so I've talked to a lot of startups, whether they're community-based, health and wellness, physical products, whatever it is, where they say like, I really needed this product when I was pregnant, but they don't realize how hard it is to find that consumer, that they only have 3 months to do it. So that what we find is there's a lot of great product companies that will never go over $10 million, which is a year of revenue, which is very impressive, but they can't scale because there's only 3 million babies who are born every year, and you have to get a lot of them, and then they leave you the next year. Like this is not a recurring.
Man, what a shitty category. Oh my gosh, this is harsh.
I think people get excited and they're like, I had a baby. This looks like a good category. It's actually an incredibly hard category.
Wow. What a great insights.
There's a lot of failed baby companies. I mean, and then there's
Josh and Danielle, you hear that? Oh my gosh. I'm going to send you this podcast. It makes a ton of sense. And singular products, you're like having just a singular product in that category seems like death too. Like that, I mean, because one and done, you have to have a company with multi products just given the transient nature of the industry.
Yep. And then it's margins tend to be lower too. It's not a luxury category. There are some luxury products in baby,
yeah,
but they tend to be kind of expensive to make and not carry high price points. So I love the industry. I'm in it. And if you want to enter it, I encourage people to kind of take a first principles approach or look at the actual business plan, because it's hard to do.
That makes a ton of sense. Wow. Any other, you know, we have just maybe a few more minutes. What I'd love is maybe more consumer insights from people in their late 20s and early 30s that are going through this kind of moment in their life where things change dramatically. Is there any other maybe consumer insights that come to mind that could be useful for some other marketers out there?
I actually thought of another quick collaboration that I want to tell you about instead, and then I'll see you.
That's fine. Done. Let's do that.
Something funny happened last week where I was just thinking about luxury brands. There's all these luxury brands that do these influencer trips, and some
I do luxury hotels. So yes,
exactly.
I'm familiar.
Like revolve around the world and all
this.
Yes, yes. And so somebody posted on TikTok, why doesn't anybody do a mom's trip? We want to do an influencer mom's trip. And it started going viral. And so because we're pretty nimble, we just posted on TikTok immediately, we're doing this. Does anyone else want to join? And I think 20 different brands DM'd us and said, let's just do it together. So we're like, great, let's all do it together. And that was a collaboration that is being built like entirely organically. Maybe it speaks to the customer insights because we were on TikTok. We were following the trends and we're like, let's jump on it. Let's jump on it now. This is not, no campaign brief needed, no budget needed. Just like get into the zeitgeist and make sure you're talking to people and saying, okay, you want this? We'll do this. And let's get some brands on board.
You know, marketing in some levels is so much more about moving quickly to trends than it is about being the smartest person in the room, having the best brief, having the best marketing plan, having the best strategy, and be willing to be bold and find a consumer trend and jump on it. And especially in today's social first world, like world events and things are happening so fast. And, you know, some things are work, some things aren't. Do more that does work, do less that doesn't. I think some of the brands, especially e-commerce brands, you know, like Babylist, like they're successful because of that. And maybe some of your point of view of just making these collabs just go and happen. And I have to remind myself a lot because I think we all want to be smart. We all want to have the perfect strategy. And then once execution rolls in and things are flying around, like you're just moving.
Well, yeah, I think it's like you need to be in the zeitgeist and you need to have high judgment of what to move on. And our CEO said recently about our VP of brand, she said her job would be so much harder if she didn't actually love all this stuff. And what she meant was like, she knows what's going on with the Oscars. She knows what's going on with Kate Middleton. She's watching the TikTok. She is in it. She's incredibly intelligent too. But like she understands our users and she understands content because she authentically is watching it all. And I'm a little bit different. I'm just obsessed with people. So I'm like, what do our users really want in them? I read every comment in the UXR. Like I majored in psychology in college. I am just like, what is going on in their minds? And when I see something that I'm like, oh, that's the thing. I know to jump on it.
I'll do all that stuff too. And the analytics. Oh my, this is exactly what the Rebrand podcast is all about. It's getting to great case studies of things that are working in the industry. What a great segment for you to come on and talk about the baby industry is fascinating. Maybe final words to send off, but thanks for coming on. This was perfect. This is what this show's all about.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Big thanks to Leanne Grant, Chief Growth Officer at Babylist. If you want to hear more or learn more about Leanne, you can find her LinkedIn profile in her show notes. Her Twitter X handle is TheLag, L-A-G, or their company website, babylist.com. Again, everything's at rebrandpod.com. So anything you want, I'm on social, just at Scott Harkey, probably Instagram and LinkedIn, the best spot. And again, if you haven't subscribed, that's what we're looking for. We want those subscribers. Appreciate the marketing rebrand audience for, you know, being part of our community. That's it for today. Remember, it's never too late to rebuild, reboot, or rebrand.